Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gulit Ufupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Gugu, we have been speaking about the rise of online gambling in South Africa for a very long time. And now it seems SARS wants in, which is to be understood. How much of a fraction do they want from proceeds of gambling online?
Well, this one is a big one, and I guess we will see a lot more progress taking place because a number of CEOs, captains of industry, organizations, and even South Africans have raised their concerns about the significant spike that we've seen online gambling. From what we understand, this is a trillion rand industry and one that is growing rapidly, especially from the back of the pandemic and with the advent of growing smartphones in the hands of South Africans. From National Treasury's point of view, though, they have published a submission document that was shared with us yesterday, highlighting the fact that they are considering imposing a 20% tax on online gambling. Now, this is meant to not only curb the rapid rate of growth that we do see within this particular sector, but also trying to ensure that there is a heightened level of accountability for many institutions which happen to be foreign-based but operate in South Africa. And that's largely because there are certain loopholes that do exist in the ecosystem regarding accessibility and opportunities to open up an online gambling platform. Now, the proposed tax could generate at least 10 billion rand in additional revenue for SARS. However, we do understand that this is currently open to levels of commentary and feedback that we will see from many stakeholders in the country. Now, South Africa is not alone in doing this. We've actually seen similar moves being imposed by countries like the UK. They currently have taxes of 21% on gross profit from many of these online gambling shops companies. New Zealand also has a similar law that's been introduced and now also imposing a 12% offshore duty on online gambling profits. So we are following in line with the international trend. Some research has been done by government and policy officials, but as we do always anticipate, I guess there'll be some form of robust discussion, not only on the taxes, but even advertising and access and controls for online gambling in the country.
Nedbank and Transnet have been involved in illegal disputes dating back years. From the years of state capture, Transnet wanted 12 billion from Nedbank. They have now settled for somewhere around the tune of 600 million. Tell us about that.
Yeah, seems like there's been some tough negotiations taking place between these two organizations who have had a long-standing history in terms of a business relationship that they have. However, the complexity comes if we take a look at the previous cases regarding Gupta Link transactions, and this is really at the height of state capture when we had the investigations as well as the reviews of the processes that were followed. What was found was that essentially Transnet and Nedbank, on the back of advice from Regiments Capital, which is a Gupta Link business, actually then agreed on an interest rate swap agreement. Now, this is a complex financial derivative contract. It essentially means that two parties agree on some form of exchange of a fixed interest rate to avoid any kind of volatility in the long term. Typically, at times, like in this particular case, it does lead to the borrower actually then having to extend heightened levels of interest to the lender. So in this particular case, it does seem as though the two companies are trying to avoid any further litigation and a back and forth within South African courts to actually agree on a particular sum, which might just lead to exorbitant time wasting and, of course, legal costs. So they have agreed to at least a settlement of just over 600 million rand. One thing's for certain, Nedbank has come forward to actually say that they don't necessarily see or any evidence of their staff being dishonest or corrupt. And they do say that this is a settlement that is without any admission of liability. Transnet, on the other hand, says that it has a long-standing relationship with Nedbank and wants to continue this business relationship within the interests of South Africa. So lots of interesting dynamics. I guess there's various perspectives on this one. And just, of course, how it is that we do see at least a form of accountability, though it does take long lead times for these businesses to actually find a level of alignment, honesty, clarity, and full transparency in the transactions that they participate in.
And so what are the markets looking like?
Markets will open up from 110,295 points today. Currency-wise, we're at 17.18 to the US dollar, 22.65 to the pound, and now 19.90 against the euro.
Thank you very much. She brings you Kaya Biz, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business update with Gulit Ufupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.